My specialty is dealing with emotional, the blues, mental, psychological, unbalanced issues of a relationship, companionship, a marriage, or even if you just happily single. I'm here. I'm here for you. And if any of you are interested in calling in, the number is 1-888-429-5471. Hello and good evening. I'd like to say Happy New Year and Happy 2016 to all of you who are listening in. Hello, and I'm Chat with Dr. Black, Relationship Specialist. I'd like to welcome you to the program here on BBS Radio Station 2 for the Sunday 6 o'clock p.m. hour. I'm on air every other Sunday. And for those of you who are my faithful listeners, I'd like to say thank you so much. Also like to give a shout out to Doug and Donald, who's the BBS owners. If any of you are thinking about hosting your own talk show, please feel free to just give them a call. They'll be able to assist you. So once again, thank you for tuning in. And my number here is 1-888-429-5471. I want you to always remember, I love my two young adult daughters. I have a daughter. She is a senior in high school. I'm so excited for her. Tomorrow she starts her second semester. So I'd like to give a shout out to her. I told her, I said, you know, you only have like 4 more months of high school and then you're finished and on to college, and I'm more excited than she's excited, but yeah, I love my two daughters, I really do, and if you have children, make sure you embrace them, you know, as they grow older, they kind of pull away, so. Also, I'm a strong proponent of the hashtag AT&T It Can Wait campaign with Fletcher Cleaves. That's F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R. Last name is C, as in cat, L-E-A-V-E-S. Like to let you know that he has a very strong campaign, AT&T It Can Wait. That is, do not text and drive. No selfies, no posting, no Facebook, no Instagram. What else? Oh, no Twitter. Whatever you have going on. No FaceTiming. It can wait to after you get out of the car. Put your car in park. So when you have a minute, please go online to his site, hashtag AT&T. It can wait, Fletcher Cleaves. And so I'm a strong proponent of that. Want to let you know in the next few months, I also have my own personal website. I'm at www.chatwithdrblack.com. If you're interested in knowing who you are talking with and you don't have time to go on the BBS website, you're welcome to go to my website, which is www.chatwithdrblack.com. And I will begin in the next few months to be doing therapeutic counseling with cancer patients. So I'm really excited with that. We'll be offering therapeutic counseling for cancer patients, and it's very a motivational type of counseling service that I have to offer. So go to my website, check it out, and I'm just excited. I'm so thrilled to pieces. I've had 3 family members that passed away from cancer, but that was back in the day. The most recent one was 2014. She had lung cancer, and so her cancer was just a different type of cancer, and she didn't want to fight the good fight, but I spent the last 6 months with her, so check me out, call me up on my 1-800 number, and I'll be able to assist any and everyone who's calling me for cancer patient therapy. I love talking to people. I really do. So if you're interested in calling me up and just having a conversation, whether what's on topic or off topic, the call-in number here is 1-888-429-5471. As stated in my intro, my specialty is dealing with relationship issues. I deal with relationship issues that come from emotional, sometimes we get down in the dumps and we need someone to help pick us back up or tag. I'm it. So please feel free to call me. Then we put so much on us and there's that mental uneasiness. And then guess what? Our mind began to play tricks on us. Believe it or not, that's actually called the psychological piece. And when we're going through relationships, it oftentimes creates an unbalanced mentality in us. And sometimes we need someone to focus us, refocus us. And you think you want to talk to your friends, but believe it or not, you can't share everything with your friends, and then your family have their own point of view. And next thing you know, you're back with the person who created all this mishmash in your life. And then you have family that are discontent with the selection that you pick, and that's to stay with that person. So you might as well call me up and chat with me and then just tell me whatever's on your mind. So I'm here to give my listening audience advice and just help bring you a peace of mind for whatever you're going through. You know, it's the start of a new year. We just finished a year, and so many people carry that on them. And we don't sometimes know how to just move forward, or we're stuck in that one place of how do I move forward? Well, call me up. Let's talk about how do you move forward, moving forward in life. And so that's what I'm here for. Got to keep in mind, and I'm fully aware, that relationships, they just stem from different avenues of life. And I like to think outside the box. I'm always outside the box, believe it or not. I know relationships are no longer men with women, women with men. Relationships entail women with women and men with men. That's a relationship in this day and time. So that's why I always say I think outside the box. I look at everything outside the box. I love doing relationship therapy. I like making people think outside the box. Sometimes we get so caught up in the box, we can't even think outside the box. But I enjoy the thought pattern of being outside the box. That's my specialty. The call-in number here is 1-888-429-5471. Feel free to give me a call. Tell me whatever's on your mind. Ask a question or just make a comment. And let's just talk about whatever you want to talk about, because it's not about me. It's all about you. So, you know, as the new year of 2016 began, not all, but many people have made resolutions. How many of you out there have made a resolution? Let me see. And honestly, I don't make resolutions. Because I see the new year as a way to either build yourself to be a better person in a particular area or build your life to where you want it to be, or just refine an area in your life. Don't put no pressure on yourself. Don't think too hard about it. Don't carry all that emotional piece. But really just rebuilding who you are. And if you're just fine, then guess what? build on top of what you already have to make yourself a better person. But tonight, I want to talk about an area in your life that's meaningful and it's purposeful. And it may be great, or it may need revamping. Because statistics show 6 out of 10 people in relationships are happy. 6 out of 10 people. That's pretty good. That's more than half. 6 out of 10. It's just the other 4 people. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever doubted a relationship you were in with your partner, significant other, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend? And deep inside, once you look at that person, you say, you know what? I could have done better. I could have really done better. Especially if you have some discontentment going on. Aha! Or that you could do better or feel where you are. You're happy. Or if you're not happy. But if you're happy, that means it's a great fit. And all is well with you. But there's that other 4. And what I have to say is this. If it's a great fit, wonderful. Congratulations. You're doing wonderful. But it's that other 4 that I'm worried about, that statistics talk about. There's the other 4 that's not happy. Was I there before? Oh, yeah, I was there before. Been there, done that. And I've learned, if I don't like it, guess what? Bye, see you later, I'm gone. I don't hang around. I don't contemplate. I don't think about it. I don't feel sorry for no one. Because first, perseverance is me. If we're on a boat, and then you're not my daughters, and the boat is sinking, I need to take that life. I need to take that life jacket. How many of you out there need to take that life jacket just to save yourself? If you are that 4 out of 10, not the 6, but the 4, and that's where you are, and that's what you feel, I really want to hear it. I just want you to call me up, chat with me, dump on me, and tell me, you know what? I'm that 4, or I have this going on. And I want to hear it. I just want to be able to talk with you. So this evening, I want to talk about expectations of a relationship. Expectations of a relationship. Because we all go into relationships where we have expectations, right? And then those expectations are not met. And then we begin to settle and get comfortable, and one thing leads to another. And you and your significant other, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you built around that relationship. And then you realize, oh no. Oh wow. And this topic just really became of interest to me about maybe 2-3 days ago. My brother had a friend came over. And I met his friend. And he's a friend of my brother's, really nice. And he was telling me how, where he lives and where he grew up and so forth and so on. And he said, and you know, I'm in a relationship. I said, oh, that's wonderful. He says, yeah, I've been dating the same woman for about 14, 15 years. And I said, well, congratulations. So I said, hey, big guy, no pressure, no stress. I'm just curious. I like to know. You've been dating this woman for 14, 15 years. I like to hear it from the horse's mouth. Is there any hope of marriage and engagement, anything like that? And he said, honestly, oh no. Well, I really didn't care, so I told him, no pressure. I just want to know your opinion of dating a woman that long and not being married. I'm just nosy. He said, oh no, don't get me wrong. I love her. And then he paused. And I said, uh-huh, I'm listening. Thought to myself, come on and chat with Dr. Black because I'm curious. And he said, well, I love her. I said, mm-hmm, I know. And I said, can I finish the sentence? He said, can you? I said, I think I can. He says, yeah, go ahead, go for it. I said, but you're not in love with her. And he looked. He said, how did you know that? I said, oh, a little birdie just flew by and told me. And he looked at me with my eyes wide open. And he chuckled and he said, you're absolutely right. I said, I didn't want to be right. Was hoping I wasn't right. Just was hoping that, you know. It was something else. He said, no, that's it. Then he began to share his feelings with me of how the lady is very nice. She's very sweet. She's a woman that anyone would want to be with. She's very educated, very hardworking. And he had a high moment at one time, and then he went to a low moment. And I told him, hey, so much emotions going on here. I'm okay if you're okay. And he said, I guess I'm okay. He said, it's either you are or not. Either you're okay with it or you're not. But I'm okay with it. And I said, don't think too much about it. And then he just began to open up and share with me why it wasn't okay and why deep down he's really not happy and that he's really settling because his expectations of the woman he should be with is not the woman who he's actually with. How many of you are in the same boat as this young man? And this is a man talking. I had to tell him, I respect you, I admire you, and I appreciate you because you openly spoke to me about that. And I know there's some people out there who feels the same as he does. And you won't be able to open up with too many people because not everyone can really handle the conversation. Nobody wants to be bothered with someone who's having problems or having issues in their relationship because everyone thought you were happy, but oh, what just happened? So the million-dollar question tonight is, are you settling in a relationship based upon expectations because after all, you're with this person, but your expectations is to be with someone else. So we build these expectations. And I know quite a few people who are just settling to be with people, even though it's not what they want. And then they take what they want and try to go look for it, but still be with that other person. And if you could, what changes can you make not to settle? And is settling okay in a stale relationship? That's what I want to know. Is settling okay in a stale relationship? And stale is like, ooh, I'm going to eat these chips, but I know they're stale. So that's my question for tonight. Just want to let you know the call-in number is 1-888-429-5471. Are you in a stale relationship? How do you get to a stale relationship? That's kind of funny. Boy meets girl, looks in her eyes, and guess what? You fall in love. And sometimes you're falling in love for the first time in your life. And your heart is racing. Your palms are sweaty. You have this adrenaline like there's no other. And everything is oh so right and oh so perfect. And then you realize you were reacting off emotions. And by now, you're both in a relationship. Because after all, you expect it to be everything. You know, the romantic movies we saw, the Broadway plays. I want a marriage just like that. Growing up, that's what you would say. Oh my God, Ozzie and Harriet, my three sons, the Jeffersons. You start asking yourself, you wanted it to be passionate, romantic, but then to your dismay, it ends up less than perfect. And it gives you that aha, or oh, you know, that emoji with just the eyes, no nose, no lips. Just the eye emoji. That's how you begin to feel. After you realize, uh-oh. And for some reason, you're just not happy. And you try dating and dating and dating. And you date, and then the next person comes, and then the next person comes. And you realize, wow, nothing is working at all. Then you sit down and you ask yourself, maybe I should just put up with any relationship, just with anybody. That are less than my expectations. Your patience just wear out. And should you do that? No, you should not. Because a relationship should be able to make you feel good about yourself. Better than who you were. Put a smile on your face when the phone rings, a text message comes, an email comes. When you think of that person, they just make you smile. You shouldn't be weighed down not feeling overwhelmed. That feeling of being miserable. But just know this, that if for some reason you find yourself in a relationship that leaves you unhappy and tired, you're just better off by yourself. Just forget it. Just say, you know what? I'm not doing this. This isn't working. I could be unhappy by myself. Just to let you know, my call-in number is 1-888-429-5471. If you'd like to call in, we can chat about it. We can talk about it. You can express your opinion. And let me know what your thoughts are. Because I want to know, after all, why do some people settle in an unhappy relationship when it's not a happy place to be? I know a relationship is not Disneyland or Magic Mountain or the amusement park. I know that. We have to begin to just start asking ourselves, why do we settle in unhappy relationships? Sometimes we're just way too scared to experience the rest of our lives alone. Some people don't like that feeling. They don't like that feeling of loneliness. Or even being rejected. After all, you know, us human beings, we're just social creatures. We like to be around people. We like that socialization. We like how it feels when it's physical. That sexual intimacy at times. And that's what drives us from not wanting to bring about that we're not happy. Yeah, we'll settle. That's why we settle. We settle to have that companionship. Is it even worth it? That's what you have to ask yourself. And just that mere thought of being lonely makes us feel just horrible about ourselves. Especially when all of your friends are with someone. That's why we just settle for not being happy. Yeah, we want to be like our friends. We want to be with someone. You want to go home to someone. And then what we do, we just drag the relationship on. Even though the relationship has expired out, or the time where we needed to be able to move on has just went by, we still stay there. Because it's just so much easier just to put up with something you know that is so unfamiliar with you, but you just put up with it. It's something about that familiarity that we enjoy. So to be without is unfamiliar territory. To be with is that familiar territory. We feel comfortable. We don't like being unhappy. That's why Disneyland is just rich with money. Because everyone says when you go there, all the glitz and glamour It's the happiest place on earth. And you forget about all your issues, all the drama, all the problems, all the unhappiness. And you go there and you create your own happiness. I just want to know, do you have a Disneyland type of relationship where it's just wonderful? Or are you settling? Are you in a stale relationship? The number here is 1-888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. Nobody likes to be unhappy. And you think, I don't even know why I'm unhappy. Well, heck, it's probably you're unhappy in your relationship because you choose to remain unhappy. That's a choice that you make. And some people, believe it or not, in secrecy, they'll wipe their tears and brush everything under the carpet just to pretend like everything is just fine. And being unhappy doesn't mean you're a failure, that the relationship was a major failure. It just means that two people have differences of opinion. Or your compatibility is not there. And so you don't have to just be so down in the dumps and just really tear yourself down because you realize you're in a stale relationship. We all have choices. And the greatest thing about it is our choices are just broad. And you can sample with those choices. And you can experiment with those choices. Because after all, you don't have to be in a stale, unhappy relationship. You know when you are settling in a bad romance relationship. It's just simple. Ask yourself. Just ask yourself. Am I unhappy? And you know, there's just telltale signs that you know. And once you realize that, I am unhappy, you can at least try working it out. But if not, you don't want to be in a stale relationship just to be in one. Now, I'll tell you this much. You don't have to be in a really horrible relationship to know that it's not working. It's not workable. You don't have to keep convincing yourself that I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. No, just say, it's not working, and next I have to keep it moving. And don't ever come up with, you know, I may not be in the best relationship, but it's working for me. That's like a cop out. And I'm going to be with him because he's just with me. And because he's with me, now I'm with him. Don't play the pity party. Please do not. Don't bring that. Don't even go there with that. And this was my excuse when I was married. Oh, I think I can work it out. Not we, but I. Because even though you know you're unhappy, guess what? You, as the only person, can't fix a relationship. It takes a we, not an I. And you know, slowly but surely, you drifted apart. But guess what? You still keeping that thought alive that just maybe this can work out. But instead, you're dragging it on. Because after all, you've seen worse people be in a relationship. And you're probably saying to yourself, if they could be in one, so can I. And if theirs can work, I know mine's can work. But if you know it's not workable, next, keep it moving. Leave it alone. And then some people get so wrapped up in, you know, I'm one of those firm believers that one day the partner will change. No, they won't. If they're not changing today, right here, right now, guess what? They don't even plan on changing. What do you think is going to happen? An acorn is going to drop from the sky and sprinkle some dust and magic potion on them to make them change? No. Mm-mm. No, that's not going to work. And then you start thinking, well, my time will come one day. My time will come. And then when I meet someone that's better than what I have, then I'll just go on over and be with them. Well, that's rude and disrespectful. That's a no-no. You can't do that. If you had any of those thoughts, I'm curious to know. Have you thought that, those thoughts? Call in. And let's just chat about it. The number is 1-888-429-5471. The number is 1-888-429-5471. I'm just curious to know if that's your mindset. And prove me wrong on what I've said thus far. And then sometimes I'll just pick up where I left off. Sometimes we tell ourselves, oh, I could deal with this. No, you shouldn't have to. Why are you choosing to deal with nonsense when you don't even have to? You must remember life is too short to consume it with so much drama. Mm-mm. And then some people get so caught up, oh, I feel so sad for my partner, my significant other, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my husband, my lover. If I leave them, they won't be who they need to be. You'll be amazed how people can grow with leaps and bounds. That's just so funny. Because you think that your partner would crumble without you. So not true. And you think, oh, wow, they can't be who they need to be because without me, they won't be. You'd be amazed how people can be all they can be and then some when not being with you. It's interesting. Or you say, you know what? Because I have to be with you because you're not going to end up being anything. I'm going to be with you, but I'm going to be snappy and not nice. And so what happens is that you begin to lash out on them, which is a no-no. Because you can't take how you feel and put it upon someone else. You cannot do that. That's not healthy, not nice, and not fair. And even though you know you need to walk away and it's a stale, unhappy relationship, it's okay. The quicker you get alone, and the more time you spend with yourself, you just begin to heal yourself inside out. And that's what we need to do. It's just start healing ourselves inside out. We really do. If you take out time and heal yourself inside out, whatever was left behind you, that's exactly where you leave it, behind you. Or we may just use the excuse that, you know what, I can't leave my partner because I'm so used to him. I'm used to him cooking. I'm used to him cleaning. I'm used to her cooking and cleaning. Who's going to wash my car now? And even though you've been living through a bad relationship for a while, you just seem like, oh, well, I'll just stay here in this stale relationship. Because I've just been cursed into a bad relationship. So I'll stay here because I need this person to do everything for me. Ha ha. Yeah. It's okay. You could do things by yourself, for yourself, and to yourself. But you get so caught up that you don't want to be alone. Oh my God, I'm by myself. What are people going to think? Oh no. And make sure you don't jump out the frying pan into the skillet. Because it's okay to be alone and make yourself happy. If you don't make yourself happy, no one else will. And I don't like when people say, well, I don't know how to make myself happy because my significant other makes me happy. And the sex is just so great and so awesome. But the relationship piece sucks. See, there's difference between a relationship and sex. Relationship and sex. Mm-hmm. One doesn't have anything to do with the other. We think it does, but it really doesn't. Because if it did, everyone you have sex with, guess what? You would be in a relationship with them. You'd be happy. You'd be so excited. You can even think beyond that person. Mm-hmm. I gave you a whole lot. I want to hear from you. My call-in number is 1-888-429-5471. 1-888-429-5471. I want to know if you said that before. The sex is so great. What about my children? What about my dreams? Believe it or not, you're dealing with your dreams right now. Your dream should be for you to not be in a stale relationship. We just get so comfortable with ourselves. Well, let me tell you, I'm in a stale relationship although I'm married, or I'm in a stale relationship although I'm engaged. I'm in a stale relationship although I'm committed. And you really have taken a step into either marriage, engagement, or commitment, and you realize that this isn't what you want to do or where you want to be. But it's best for you to start opening up and acknowledge that the relationship is stale. And then begin to sit down and have positive conversations about your differences, your thoughts, and which direction should we go in? Should we correct the relationship or should we just walk away? Because if you're feeling that way, I'm quite sure your significant other, your partner sees the same as what you see. And they know what's going on. They really do. Oh, they're looking for someone just to bring it up. One of you to just bring it up. And sometimes we forget that relationships are all about compromises. That's really what it's all about, compromising. And so my question is, are you a compromiser? Have you compromised? That's not balanced. It really is not. Because that compromising then becomes a story that you tell, and that is, I'm financially dependent upon my significant other, my husband, my girlfriend. Yeah, it just really becomes a financial piece. Just so many reasons are out there. You know, it just sends our mind in a tailspin. You begin to think about so much. I know the relationship is stale. I'm unhappy, but I can't handle seeing my partner, my significant other, with someone else besides me. Well, you need to imagine how they will feel to see you without them with someone else. And then you may feel good about them being with someone else, because then you see that your partner, significant other, is happy. And that's what we should be working on. It's happiness. Because if you're not happy, guess what? It sends you in a whole new different direction. And we just keep making up one excuse after the other for settling and being in a relationship that's just not welcoming, warming, giving us that tingle in our little heart, mind, body. So we just settle. And I'm not talking about make a resolution, but what I am talking about is just building yourself to be a better person. And if you are already great, then make yourself greater so that one day you can become the greatest in your relationship. Yeah, that's what it's about. We get so comfortable in making these excuses. Because deep down inside, you know, you're saying, I don't want to be bothered. I can't do this anymore. And sometimes when you are in a stale relationship, it is an unsettling feeling. You're not happy. You have to be selfish about yourself and your feelings and what works best for you. And you may have the ideal partner that everyone admires, but you know deep down inside that that person is not ideal for you. And what really matters is at the end of the day, can you really say to yourself, I'm that 6 out of 10 that's happy? I'm elated. I'm with someone who makes me feel good, who is so enriching to my soul, to my heart, mind, body, and soul. I've been married for 40 years and they still make my heart patter. But if you're married for 40 years, I can't imagine you're trying to go somewhere. This is really for those who, you know, have just started out or who have done 5, 10, 15 years. And sometimes, you know, they call it the 7-year itch. Is that we get so beside ourselves after 7 years of marriage that it just becomes so difficult to be with a person. You got to just work through it. Work through it. It's okay if you have some chip edges. If your edges are rugged in reference to your relationship, that's workable. You can work through that. Oh, yes, you can. Because the bottom line is, if you two can fit together like that perfectly jigsaw piece to the puzzle, you're okay. But you're not okay when you're in a stale relationship and you're just settling. And you know in your heart that you're not in love with the person, but you're just loving that person. Imagine how good you could feel if you could just relinquish all that uneasiness, unhappiness in your heart. And I know it's so scary to confront an unhappy, uneasiness, stale relationship. Because after all, everyone wants a happy ending. But there's that four of you or four of us or four of something that is not happy. And that's who I'm directing this call to. Because you just sat dormant. You just sat stale for all that time. It's okay to confront the issues of unhappiness, uneasiness, unsettling. Give that person an opportunity to be able to filter back into society as a single person. And anytime you are departing, feel happy. Although it's sad, feel happy that the departing is going to take you and that other person to a whole new different level. And once you incorporate that and put that all into play, it just brings about like a woosa feeling. Light in your heart, in your spirit, in your body, in your soul. Because remember, everybody wants a happy ending. And a second chance with a second opportunity is far greater than not being happy. You know, as I begin to close and wind down, I think of 2015 was life-changing for me, and I embraced it, and I went ahead with change. But I do look forward to 2016 as the change come about in my life. May you accept change in your life. And all of my listeners, as you venture into 2016, please don't settle with an unwanted, unhappy relationship. A relationship is not about I or me, it's about we. And it takes two people to correct the unhappiness. Until you take out time to correct your unhappiness to being a happy, workable relationship, you may need to take some time away from each other so that you will not live in regret and unhappiness. That just creates that therapeutically sound mind. And this is what I want you to do in my closing remark. Please realize that you can have everything you want in life. However, it takes timing, the right heart, the right actions, the right passion, and a willingness to risk it all. If it is not yours, it is not because you really didn't want it, need it, or God prevented it. I like to say thank you so much to everyone that tuned in. That was a relationship quote. So thank you so much for tuning in with me, going for the ride this evening on the last hour. I hope you got something out of it, because I got something out of it. If you want to check me out, my website is www.chatwithdrblack.com. I'm looking forward to your tuning in Sunday after next. And if today is the 3rd, I'm sorry. Today is actually, yeah, it's the 3rd. So on the 17th, we'll meet up again. And thank you so much for tuning in. I like to say blessings to you. Have a safe week. No texting while driving. No selfies, no Instagram. None of that good stuff while you're driving. Stay focused. Pay attention. I love you all. And have a great evening.